phone from the green light to the speed trap. Rick Reno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain bastards as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Carino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Be confused which way to go, but you found your way here to Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show.
Thank God for GPS.
Yes, with your host, Ray Guarino, co-host, Wingman XO, man at the con when I have to step out and do some surreptitious
stuff.
Yes, yeah. Joe D.
I'm the con man.
Yes.
By the way, this, we got to go bring those guys to that bridge over there in the boroughs there.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be, I know, we have work to do. What
we
can
need
I say?
Gas money, hey.
We got stuff to do, so
That's all right. You know, anytime you want to buy a bridge, you know, we're you guys, you know.
We can find one, sell one. We can
that four-door Monte Carlo.
We can facilitate that.
And the Corvair radiator hoses.
Ah.
I got a set of those. Very rare.
Do you? Yeah, that's tough. Like, that'll go right with the muffler bearings and the...
Only $49.95.
Wow, what a deal. Such a bargain.
Such a deal I got for you.
Wow.
So, Ray, what's going on today? What do we got on the list there?
Well, we're back here doing our regular stuff as always, and we're gonna
shtick.
We didn't have a guest lined up for today, but I think Mr. Carl Anthony from automoblog.net is gonna be giving us
always
a call.
Good to hear from him.
Yeah,
Carl he's always got some cool stuff to talk about there.
Great friend of this show. He promotes us all the time, so I think we're gonna get him on and do a little bit of an update on
now,
what's
so
up.
Weird when you talk about being promoted, I mean, like, yeah. I'm Mr. Left Back. I mean,
you're used to demoted, right?
Yeah, demoted,
I know.
Left back.
Yeah.
You know, in the special class, you know.
Exactly.
But that's okay.
Just special. But if you want to get in on the fun, you can call us at 516-572-7440.
Like this guy flashing the flash again,
yeah,
right now.
Check us out on the web, motormouthradio.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, at Motormouth Radio, and like us on Instagram, on real_motormouthradio. And until then, we'll go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Christian, what's happening?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Talk to me.
Okay, I just sent you an email.
Okay.
From the Long Island Oldsmobile Club.
Okay.
I was summoned to call to let everybody know that next weekend on the 5th, Five Towns, which is the Fireman's Field over in Merrick Road.
Yeah, Five Towns Training Center on Merrick Road in Merrick, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be their 42nd annual Dust Off Show.
Wow, 42nd.
There's going to be a lot going on from what I understand. I tried to read everything I could in email. It's just everything was happening too quickly this morning. But they just wanted to mention that, you know, they're going to have a lot of stuff for the family. But I understand they're going to have a lot of stuff for the kids.
Right.
There's going to be a swap meet. There's going to be everything from selling car parts, judging cars, everything 2004 and older. Anything 2005 and up can be displayed but can't be judged.
Right.
It is the 42nd annual. This is the Long Island Oldsmobile Club. So this is, you know, a Long Island event. So hopefully people get out and support.
Mm-hmm.
And they did focus a lot on the kids to have bouncy houses and sand art and, you know, DJ will be there and all sorts of stuff for the kids, which is great.
That's always been one of my favorite events. I've been to it many, many times. Not 42 times, though, but...
I didn't realize 42...
I know.
Annual. I didn't even know.
I got to tell you something that's really kind of ticking me off. And it's well, let me explain it. That event has always been deemed and called the Spring Dust Off.
Right.
And that's how I know it. If you said, what's the Spring Dust Off? I'd say it's Long Island Olds Club, you know, in Merrick. other shows and other events around the island now are using the term spring dust off.
Well, and, a lot of dust.
Yeah. And it's pissing me off because, hey, these guys have quite, it's not like they went away and they're not doing it anymore. So you kind of like, you know, back off of that. Don't, what's with these other people?
Everybody's trying to capitalize on everybody else's ideas. That's what, you know.
It's a great term. It really is. And it is a spring dust because it starts the spring. You're dusting it off your car.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, unless they, let me preface it with saying, unless they had gotten the blessing from the Olds Club to say, yeah, sure, if you want to use it, use it. Then I guess I got to be okay with it. Well, but otherwise, I'm not.
In the biker world, you know how that works.
Yes. That, and you know that. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
You kind of want to do something. You have to go to others to make sure
yes.
it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or you're going to lose the privilege of doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Jones is one of the guys I've been coordinating with because he's been bringing me some work and doing some work on his motors and stuff with Bob Miraglio in Oceanside. And they've been... You know, going, they have a lot of meetings, from what I understand. I hear the guys are very welcoming to other people to come in with, you know, it doesn't have, you don't have to have an Oldsmobile, from what I understand. It's just, it's the Olds Club. But there is judging. There is, you know, it's a real car show. It's, you know, you want to go somewhere local. You want to show up. You want to get a plaque. You know, I mean, I enjoyed, you know, we used to always have plaques on our hot rod. You know, hey, we went, you know, this car. I mean, I still have plaques from when the coupe, we had coupe and shows and, you know, in the 60s to the 70s, you know, and those trophies, you know, it means a lot to guys. But, you know, they include the family event, too. That's the whole thing. It's bringing back the family to these events.
Right.
And getting your local event to have everything that sustains everything for everyone to be there, to hang out for the day, to enjoy themselves, you know, besides just looking at a bunch of cars.
Well, and I'll tell you this, because that field is where I did the car show I did with two other fellows for 10 years.
That's what, the old cranks?
Yeah, the three old cranks. And that place, not only, well, it is a grass field, so you don't have to worry about getting burned, but there is a roadway. But there's also the main attraction, and people love this. I loved it. There's real bathrooms.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a kitchen where they actually cook food, so you don't have to worry about using porta johns and and all that.
Pits. So just to make like the listeners know, I was a North Belmore fireman, and I spent a lot of time at that field because that was our practice course, and we also hosted events there for the fire department racing.
Oh, sure.
So you know, the fire department's always there on hand too. You know, the local fire departments get involved with these things to help out and open it up, so the concession and use their facilities. You know, and that's what's good for the fire departments as well. You know. So, I mean, that you know, for me, I always wanted to have an event there, and also maybe we could have had 100-foot drags there, too. The course is there, but, you know, the liability is always kind of tough. But, you know, but it's just all about, you know, a lot of people have been complaining about, you know, going, like, Englishtown recently. I heard that swap meet was terrible.
Yeah, I was there on Friday. I went on the, I always go on Friday, so you can't judge it by, you can never judge it by Friday, because a lot of people just can't go.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. And I talked to Vic, and he was like, I said, yeah, we're going to go to Eatontown. He's like, why?
Why, yeah.
You got to love
Not
you
the know. Same.
He's right. You know, listen, you know, it, but I always, you know, I the uniform guy is there, and that's, if I go for no other reason, I get my uniform pants and shirts.
Sure. Yeah.
So now I'm actually Jeremy or Brian, depending who you who you see.
I mean, I was upstate last weekend, and I'm trying to take care of stuff there because I'm just, you know, talking about getting dust off, getting rid of stuff and whatnot. And I missed the Long Island Street Rod swap meet.
Yeah.
And I've been cobbling stuff together. I didn't realize, you know, out of a couple of houses that we, you know, accumulated quite a few things. Plus, my father-in-law's got a lot of stuff to get rid of, too. I mean, every time I go over his house, I'm like, wow, wait, you had a Cadillac motor? Wait.
Wow.
You know, he's got a lot of stuff.
Nice.
But you can barely see it sometimes until you start digging through, and you're like, well, you get all American Pickers in his place. You're like, wow, wait, that's an airplane motor. What's that? You know, oh, there's a prop. You know,
wow.
Oh, does that have an airplane? You know? But
that's cool.
Yeah, just, you know, like I said, the guys wanted me to mention it today, so this way people dust off. And
mind. Maybe we'll put that up on the website.
Yeah, you know, Christian, please,
or whatever.
Please relay the message back that these guys could have easily, they'd be more than welcome. We'd be more than welcome to contact us, and we would have brought them in live and done it, because that's what we do.
They're reaching out to me to reach out to you guys.
Okay,
and,
no, fine.
You know, there's a lot of guys there that you've probably come across in just being out and about, but you know, like I'm trying to get more involved with some more Long Island events now. I'm trying to get away from other things where I can get focus more time on, you know, me myself. I'm trying to join the Long Island Antique Power.
Oh.
Guys, so I'm trying to get my tracker down here so I can get it in out there to Halleckville and start running some events out there. Nice. You know, we have the ice boat thing that we do.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, it's just, and I have the cars. You know, I got the Camaro. I'm trying to get up and going so I can start hitting the car shows with it.
And let me tell you this. You know, we are compiling the Mother's Day show. We're bringing back the Mother's Day show, Joe and I.
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we are. And I'll tell you right now, you're in it this year. Well, there is a clip from you.
Oh.
And I guess I'll tip my hand. I don't have, because you talk about so many interesting things, like you just said. But we're going to talk about Nintendo programming on scooters.
I forgot to send you the picture. Yeah,
you did.
I have to do that.
That bit was, I listened to it yesterday, and that bit was just stellar.
It's real.
That's real. It's Mother's Day worthy. So you will be featured on the show again as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And am I still Motormouth of the Year, or am I out?
Actually, well, yeah, that was the last year. Now Bob did name somebody else, and it was the fellow. You know, I don't have his name in my bag, not in front of me.
I got to pass down my tiara.
Yeah. But that's okay. You keep the one.
You gotta wipe it off though. You, first.
My banner.
Well, you get a copy of one, of course, to put on your wall because
I don't know how that works. So,
yeah. Well, we
give
still,
my farewell speech.
Listen, you're in great. Your family. You're one of us. That never changes.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No problem. So that's cool. So thank the olds guys, and please relay the information to them that they more than welcome to get in touch with us.
There was so much on it, a list that I can only rattle off so much right now. But there is, I did forward you an email, so it is out to you guys.
Got it.
You know, put the word out, get everyone out. I'm going to try and go myself. I have so much going on that I'm trying to get to things, but it's just been tough until I get through some things I'm going through right now, just to clear myself and give myself more time for Long Island events. You know.
Got it.
And
got
just
it.
Trying to downsize my life a little bit and go to swap meets and sell off some stuff. I mean, I have so much stuff to get rid of.
Oh, I know.
You know, everything from wheels, headers, manifolds, motors. I'm like, geez.
Well, make sure we get the
big...
make sure we get the list first.
Yeah. If there's anything, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that goes.
It's years and years of going to English Town, picking stuff up, and all the other stuff you pick up along the way. Oh. I seem to be like a magnet for junk lately.
Listen, don't think that you're special there, Cupcake. I mean, I've done that, and I say, like, I'll bring it home, like, good, I finally got...
Yeah, you're just as bad.
And I'm like, I got three more of them. I didn't realize I had three. I thought I only had one, and, you know, well, you'll get the fourth one, and you're like, well, you could sell a few off. Yeah, right.
I realize at my age now, I'm thankful for the things I have. Like, I don't need to have everything. You know, I realize, like, hey, I got the hot rod, I got a bike, you know, I don't need four bikes, you know, I need just one.
Right,
I got a tractor, you know, I don't need two.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, you realize after a while, you're like, okay, you got to start passing stuff off to other people, get people involved,
Trying to pass the torch.
Well, more importantly, in the long run, you have a wife, you have a daughter, you have a family. Now you have stuff that really means something in life, and that's the gift.
It definitely makes a difference.
That is the gift.
That's why I want to focus getting the hot rod back up and going, too, because they could sit in the rumble seat and we could cruise around in a car show like I used to when I grew up, you know,
sure.
And that's why I've been thinking that way.
Good.
You know, but, you know, that was a big part of my life as a kid, you know, going to, even up in Rhode Island, to shows they used to have up there, they used to camp, you know, when's the last time that someone went to a rod run and camped out in a tent?
Yeah.
You know, so I might consider that again. You know, I mean, the motorcycle world was different. You know, that was obviously, that was camping out.
Yeah. That is what it is, yeah. Right.
So,
but that's good, too. All right, Christian, well, thanks for the call, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again. And just, good honorable mention to the guys in Long Island Automobile Club. They, you know, they've been running this event, and they, you know, they're a bunch of good guys. From what I understand, they're very welcoming to all sorts of cars and people and everybody to come in and join them and be a part of it.
I just found the website. We're going to put the link up, and it'll be out there among the interweb there.
Got it.
All right,
Christian. Thanks.
Take care.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Enjoy.
So long. All right, Joe. That was always great information from Christian as usual. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We'll see if we can get Carl Anthony going. We're going to try something a little different today. But before we do that, I know you. You want to do a little scream, so you can get ready to scream after the little guitar break, and then we'll try something a little different, and we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio. Keep it where you got it.
Perfect circle piston rings are the standard of the automotive industry, used by more than 80% of America's car manufacturers in all or a large part of their production.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best Bets Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Ocean, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
That's right. Hold on, baby, because I think we got a call on the line. Let's go back to the phones and say, hi, caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Trying to get through to you, man? Okay, I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
I have a 2017 Jeep I bought brand new.
First off, who are we speaking with?
This is Mike from Baldwin.
Oh, Mike, okay.
Hey, Mike.
Great. And I just had like the year free of conventional oil changes and all that. And
right.
I want to switch to synthetic. Full synthetic.
Okay.
No problem.
I was just wondering which would be, which you guys prefer. I've got either the Pennzoil, which they recommend, and, or the Mobil 1.
Either one is fine.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it meets the standard, if you look at the, in your owner's manual or even the
yes.
oil cap, as
yeah,
long as it meets the standard, you know, at that point it becomes preference.
Right.
I would say the only other thing is, if they tell you, yeah, you can leave it in there for 3 years or until your first kid gets to college, well, forget that.
Yeah,
you
right.
still want to get it out of there at least, depending on how many miles you drive. You know, it's got to go at least once a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? But either one is good. You know what I mean? You can't really go wrong either way.
It does come down to preference, like you said, and or price, however you want to figure it out. But you know, whatever, they're both grade A oil, so you don't have a preference.
Right. I do my own oil changes anyway. And also these new filters now, they're that new cartridge
it's
filter
a cartridge
that's on
filter.
Top of the engine.
Right.
It's great. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's...
Right. Which is what they used back into the 60s on Chevys. I mean, my Chevys yeah. had that the big cartridge until 67.
67.
Was the first year they changed it. And, you know, everything old is new again.
They're coming back. Oh, well, yeah, they don't have to,
yeah, right?
don't have to dispose them.
It's so much easier because all these little cars, these Ultimas and all that, the oil spills out, you know, you take the filter out, it's all over the chassis and everything else. It's like ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, you leave a trail all over the place.
The second question is the headlights to prevent the fogginess on that. Should you use like regular wax just to prevent it, you know, from getting that cloudiness?
I don't know what if there's anything you can really do about, you know, the only thing I think, in my opinion, the only thing that I know of that can prevent it is there's a company that sells clear plastic sheets.
That was about right. Yeah.
It's like they sell for the hood also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because anything else is going to be harder than the surface, and it's just going to sandblast it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Because
so.
I've used toothpaste on them to get the fogginess out, and it worked great, believe it or not.
Oh,
it's a slight abrasive. Everybody's got their own favorite abrasive there, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But what you're doing there is you're just compounding the scratches out until next time, and they're
right,
eventually going to resurface. So,
yeah, so
if you can stop them from happening.
That usually just happens because of whatever hits the windows as you're driving. You know,
well, yeah,
screen.
I mean, as you're driving, the sand, the, you know, little creatures there, you know, all kinds of stuff gets on there. And also, you know, moisture hitting the hot headlight.
Right.
You know, remember, then things get hot. So eventually that takes its toll. So a clear plastic like that, you know, because it's like sacrificial.
Yeah, because I usually give it a coat of wax or, you know.
That's better than nothing.
Right?
It's definitely better than nothing.
I'll tell you this. I've also had hit or miss results with different cars in the family. Some of them turned pretty fast, and others, like my Mazda, it took years before I had to polish the headlight lenses. So I think it's the materials that the manufacturers choose.
My Camry goes to... I can't get only more than a couple months.
Lawrence Stratus was like that.
Yeah, the minivan, maybe once a year.
Yeah.
All right. The Chevys?
Right.
They're Chevy, still fine.
My Impala is still fine. Yeah.
I think they use like real glass or something. That's got something to do with it.
I have one other question. My wife just bought... We just bought the Volvo XC60, and they tell me the maintenance, the first oil change is at 10,000 miles.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that, like, okay? I mean, that seems a little, long.
We've been asked this before.
10,000 miles.
I know.
What they do now is, they can't exactly be suicidal with this. So, I mean, and they, between oils and the materials that they use in an engine and the fact that they burn a lot cleaner, it's potentially possible. I mean, my Nissan, my Toyota, both late model cars, they have like 10,000 mile recommended.
Really?
Tell you this, Mike. I know some people who have taken a new vehicle into the dealer and requested an oil change before that interval, and the dealer refused them.
They refused to do it, right?
Refused
it's not
to,
on the specs.
What do you mean?
Does like, not compute.
And they're like, I'll pay for the filter. I'll pay for the filter and oil change. And they said, no, we won't do it until it's recommended. So,
right,
hey. I look at it this way. If the engineering behind it recommends that they do, then I say, well,
right. Yeah. Hey, as long as you got your warranty, as long as you follow their warranty,
I put out the full thing.
Yeah,
right.
Then, you should be fine. The later model cars can definitely handle it better than say,
definitely.
At the opposite end of the scale, like an old carbureted car, that there's a lot of unburned fuel that gets past the rings and the materials in the engine just kind of break down. They make this stuff now.
The metallurgy is better.
The metallurgy is definitely superior.
It doesn't break down.
Right.
So the Mobil 1, that lasts 7,500 miles for the oil change?
Well, as far as that goes, if it meets the standard of the car company, and you go by the car company's recommendation.
Right. Okay.
And the other thing is, the cars now have, like what I'm doing with my wife's car, is an oil life monitor built into the display. So I used it yesterday, hit the button, and said, okay, 29% life left.
Right.
And I know that I'm over the interval where I normally would have changed it, but Joe and I discussed this about a year ago, and I decided to follow that. Yeah, I'm not going to go to zero with it, but when I get down to
I got that on both cars, displays, they tell you.
Use that because that's like an a real-time assessment.
It's not just an odometer reading. What it does is it calculates the number of cold starts, maybe hot cycles. There's more to it, idling time versus highway time.
Right.
It's a lot more than...
Well, what about if you're idling on the highway because you're on a Belt Parkway?
There's also the getting drafted by the other car behind you. Takes into account the extra load.
Right.
Yeah, but no, they're way more intelligent,
Sure, it's a different world now.
Yes.
But GM, for example, says no matter what the oil life percentage is, after a year, it's got to go.
Correct.
And not only that, but I would want any of my cars up on a lift at least once or twice a year, just to kind of look around, tie his suspension.
Oh, that's why I do all my own, whatever I can. I still do the brakes and, the oil changes. But now, with the computers and all that, that I don't touch, It's
Right.
That's crazy.
Got it.
All right, gentlemen. You have a good day. Thank you very much.
Great. Right. Thanks for the question.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
That's
great.
That's good information to know. Jim was saying on his Escape, he's also at 10,000 miles on the oil change intervals there.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of... what they would do is they're trying to save the environment by not putting out so many... Somebody used fluids to process,
That too, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Phone's on fire again. Yes. Let's grab the extinguisher.
Hopefully we'll have Mr. Carl Anthony. Hello, we'll say hi. Caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Carl from Automoblog in Detroit.
Hey, Carl,
what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, was really enjoying that last caller. Good questions on the... we get asked that a lot, too. Do I use a synthetic? Can I really go 7,500 miles? Can I really go 10,000 miles? I mean, amazing how things have changed.
So what do you recommend to people, Carl, with you guys?
No, I thought Joe really hit the nail on the head. You know, the materials and engines have changed, and that's, you know, go by the automaker's recommendations. When I used to be a service advisor, I was a Cadillac service advisor. It was for GM at the time. It was the GF5 specification.
Right.
So when Dexos came out, Dexos was technically a semi-synthetic, but Mobil 1 met the GF5 specification. So
right.
For our Cadillac customers that liked Mobil 1, we were like, hey, no big deal. You know, Mobil 1 is still going to do everything that you need to do and then some. And so, but I mean, honestly, I just tell people the same thing. Go by the oil life monitor. It may seem weird if it's 7,500 or 10,000 miles, you know, or you're only changing your oil once a year. But these days, that's normal.
Sure. Yeah, as long as you don't have any kind of significant events, like, say, an overheat or something like that, or, you know, you don't drive over a lot of, like, rocks or something, that you've got little holes in the pan or something, you're good to go.
Right.
Right.
You know? I remember back in the day with my dad's old Chevy truck. I mean, it was, and my dad was always religious about changing oils. I mean, it was every 2,000 miles he
right.
was changing his
That's
oil.
Right.
A 1987 Silverado with a 305 V8, you know, and then he had the 350 V8s as well through the years. And
right.
It was like every 2,000 or 3,000 miles.
Yeah. I mean, I was brought up on 3,000 miles.
That was the way we
did
it.
A lot of shops that I go to still have the oil change sticker printer set automatically for 3,000 miles,
yeah.
Which is a good way to generate business, and you're not really going to hurt nothing, but it's not really necessary, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but,
you know, and he was talking before your last caller, you know, the life of Mobil 1. And at the dealership, you know, some years back, we had done tests on Mobil 1, you know, at different intervals. Our oil supplier had ran tests, and there were some tests that, you know, that we had taken Mobil 1 out of a car that had gone 9 or 10,000 miles. And according to the oil supplier's test, that it was still good. I mean,
yeah.
it still had more miles in it yet. So.
Yeah, right, right. Although I used to say that, you know, you don't want to leave that stuff in. I mean, the oil itself may be good, but it's got contaminants in it and whatnot.
Yeah, I had heard many years ago, Carl, that this was from someone in the oil industry. They said you could take the worst used motor oil, and what they do is they break it down. It's the additive package that wears, not
right.
the lubricant.
The base stock, what they call
right.
it, yeah.
So they separate it. The base stock goes one way, and then the additives get flushed, and they get rid of it. Then they put new additives into the base stock, along with some other base, and now they have reconstituted oil.
Right.
Right.
So, and, of course, hydrocarbons and all that stuff add to the contaminant level.
Depending on the age of the car, there's always going to be stuff that gets past the rings.
Yeah.
I had a...
Or if there's any coolant that gets in, that's
yeah,
another issue.
Yeah, hopefully we don't want that.
Right.
I had a no-start on a Trailblazer that the customer put in a half a tank of diesel.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
once
oh,
we...
No.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't that bad, but you know what? I said to the guy, once we got the foul plugs out and whatnot, I says, now you're going to change the oil, right? He goes, why? I just did it for the guy like 2 weeks. Because!
Oh, boy.
Because there's little witches in there going, bubble, bubble, trial and trouble. You know, that's
right.
got to go because it got past the rings.
Right.
Diesel is great. It gets all kinds of places, but not the stuff you want rattling around in your crankcase.
No.
Yeah. Not unless you're a diesel.
Yeah,
you know, so, and I gotta compliment you guys too because the first caller Christian as well I think that was his name
yeah,
Christian
yeah
you guys are dialed into the local community. I mean that's what the car culture is all about. I mean it's one thing when you're in the business of cars and whether you're selling them or fixing them. In our case with Automoblog, we're writing about them and reporting them. But I mean, why do we get into the business of cars? Why do we love cars? It's because of that community aspect and that friendship aspect. And it's that whole culture. That's what draws me to cars. And I was listening to that first caller with Christian, and I got to compliment you guys because you guys have that going on. You are dialed into that Long Island car culture. And I love it. It's fantastic. And that's why we love your show. And that's why we continue to promote it on Twitter. That's why we enjoy our relationship that we have with you guys. That's just my hat's off to you guys for that.
We appreciate that. Basically, we boil it down to our marketing strategy is Yeah, we know, guys.
Well, right. And yeah, right. Carl, I do want to thank you because like this morning I'm sitting there with my wife and I heard the phone go off and I looked and I said, oh, look, I said, we're being promoted again by Carl Anthony at ormablog.net. I said, this guy goes out of his way to promote us, which, and thank you for that because we look up to you as being the source, the larger source for information.
I talk you guys up amongst the, my car people there that, as being knowledgeable and some entertaining stuff to read and some good technical stuff too, you know, so.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. You're definitely something that relieves the boredom of the day.
Well, in a word, you know, I think in this day and age, it comes down to networking, and we're happy to partner with someone like you who agrees to partner with us, and we do what we got to do for each other, and that's the name of the game. Just like with Christian, you know, we'll help him out. He's a friend, and we'll do whatever we need to do. Same thing. You know, it's the way you're doing business in the 2000s, I guess, if you want to be successful.
You got to be linked. You got to be networked. Yep, definitely
so. Right. Absolutely. That, and you got to take pictures of your food on social media. Well, that's important, too.
Screw that. I'm eating. I ain't got no time for this.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I'm a busy man here. I'm starving.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Have 700 pictures of pizza?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing. And the occasional cannoli, of course.
Carl, let me ask you, okay, can I keep you on through the break? We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about what was trending on Automa Blog this week.
Yeah, we want to know what's happening. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll hang on.
All right, hang on. I'm Automouth Radio. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Carl Anthony. Keep it where you got it.
Four fathers went to trading posts. 3 long days' journey to get powder and shot.
Today I drive my Pontiac to town in a few minutes to see the latest Paris gown.
Is this new Pontiac equipped with freewheeling?
Naturally.
Has it synchro silent second?
Of course.
Is the body by Fisher?
Certainly.
Well, apparently Pontiac has all the latest developments of automotive engineering.
Absolutely. That is why Pontiac is today the chief of values.
Oh my, oh my, oh my. Let me tell you about this fine show we have here at the station called Motormouth Radio. It is a car show hosted by Ray Guarino and Joe D. But you know what? It's not just cars. Sometimes talk about other things, and even when they're just talking about cars, it's about the love of cars. It's about the feeling you get. You know, they open up a hood and they say, damn, I want to redo this engine. Not everyone says that. These guys do. And like I always say also, you know, you watch those cooking shows. You don't cook, you can listen to these guys not know anything about a car. So please listen to Motormouth Radio every Sunday, 12 noon, right here on WHPC. And if you don't listen, that's your fault. You'll go through the rest of the day saying, damn it, I didn't listen. I should have listened. Sort of like Motormouth Radio. You don't have to like cars to listen to them. It helps if you do, but you don't have to. Thank you.
All righty, we are back.
Derringer.
We are back. Yeah. Rick Derringer, Carl Anthony, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Rob Leonard. Everybody's playing their bit today.
All right.
Back with more Motormouth Radio. Carl, are you still with us?
Song. Yes, I'm still here, loud and clear.
Were you playing that guitar break on the air guitar like Joe was on there?
Joe taught me air guitar.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He did.
I was just waving at you. I was trying to tell you there was a fire under the car.
But worth it. But worth every penny.
Absolutely. I know.
Thanks, man.
So tell
that
us
way what... If this, I mean, just saying. That way, if this whole car thing doesn't pan out, I can do an air guitar tour with Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We just need Ray, you could be the air drummer.
We could try that. Yeah, we could do that. I do it all the time. Yeah. You would think I had Remo skins in my car the way I played the steering wheel, the console. I use everything. I use the mirror. I'm like Buddy Rich. I'm backhanding the driver's door. You name it. Oh, yeah. So
awesome.
So, Carl, what was going on at Automa Blog? I know you guys cover so much stuff. What were the highlights?
So, very interesting. We just spent the first part of this segment talking about oil and internal combustion engines, and the big trend, guys, this week and the last couple weeks has been electrification, moving completely away from internal combustion engines. And what kind of spark of this conversation, no pun intended, was the fact that you had Auto China going on right now through May 4th in Beijing. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is that there's a couple things. You've got Volvo, who has come out and said, look, we are going to focus on more electrification. In fact, 50% of our lineup is going to be electrified by 2025. Whoa. Then Volvo's got their spin-off performance brand, Polestar. That's an all-electric offering. And then you've got Infiniti, who's jumped on top of that. And Infiniti said, you know, China is an emerging market for us. You know, we've sold nearly 50,000 vehicles in China last year. And in fact, we are going to roll out a whole new electrified lineup in China. And then finally, at the very end of all this, Jaguar comes out and says, hey, we've got this new I-Pace e-trophy. The I-Pace was just released here a couple months back, but they're doing a very powerful for the Formula E Prix. They've got a very powerful I-Pace that they have put out. So as we spend our time here this morning talking about Mobile One and good old-fashioned internal combustion engines, there's a huge trend now in the industry really pushing these last couple. The discussion is on electrification these last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's going to go that way. It's going to have to, for a lot of reasons. You know, not the least of which is limited resources. And
well, they're going to have to pry my lumpy camshaft from my dead cold hands. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah, right. I would say we'll be around in the we'll be curating at the Museum of Internal Combustion, I think, right? But
we're known usually for external combustion.
But yeah, spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneously,
screw
right?
External.
Right.
And by the way, where's that extinguisher? What's that I smell out the door there?
Wow.
Whoops. So
Does the FCC to require you to keep one in the studio?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, so, they made us get rid of the hose.
So, Carl, with the with the electrification thing, how has battery technology increased as well as the talks of electrifying everything?
Right, and the big thing for battery technology is that the engineers look at it from a consumer standpoint. The biggest barrier, or one of the biggest barriers, is range anxiety. Like what if I run out of juice, you know? So what you see right now is the technology and the engineering, they're going for longer range, you know, getting the cars to have longer range. And then, of course, benchmarking the vehicle. So just as you would take an internal combustion car, you go through and you benchmark it in product development. You say, okay, we're going to get rid of X number of kilograms. That's going to give us this number of weight savings, and then that's going to help fuel economy. You see this stuff all the time.
Right. Is the enemy of mileage, no matter whether it's electrical or gas, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they also got to work on the infrastructure, though, too.
Right, and that's the other side of it, too. You know, so you get the car to be lighter weight, the range is better for the battery, but then you have to have the charging stations along the way. But you're starting to see, in fact, there was a huge conglomeration of where Ford came together, BMW came together, Volkswagen came together, and they want to lay out a whole charging network actually throughout Europe. You see a lot of automakers committing now to the infrastructure, so that's where I see the technology going.
Okay.
Jack, give me 15 kilowatts and wipe the windshield.
Yeah. You know, I listened to an old clip that you had given us a while ago, just yesterday, Carl. We were talking about tire technology and how the tire sensors hitting the road and how it was so active. I'm thinking, wow, maybe if they could have an active component in a tire that would contact a grid in the road to help charge the vehicle.
Right.
You know, who knows? Maybe that could be... I don't know. You know, I think it's pretty ironic. We've been dealing with internal combustion cars for over 100 years, and yet you see us still, and you talk about range anxiety, but you still see people walking with gas cans. All the years we've been using, they still run out of gas.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
How do you do that? You know? So I think the ones that are going to run out are going to run out no matter what.
That's true. There's poor planning at all times, you know.
Although I do agree. I know if I fill my car and the computer in my car tells me I can go, say, 300 miles in a tank of gas.
You're going 298 and you're going for that 302. I know you.
Yeah, no, me.
It's like Kramer on that Seinfeld episode.
Right. You would think, but you know what? I tell you what, I fill my cars at half tank, so I do not go with
me too. No. I don't that light. I don't like that light coming on.
My point is that if I saw that an electric car said you only have X amount of hours or X amount of miles, I think I may have anxiety over that as well. because you know that it's more finite. So we'll have to see.
Well, what about hybrids? Are they stepping away from hybrids?
It kind of seems to be that way. I mean, the trend seems to be fully electrified, like wow. No gas engine, 100% electrified. Like hybrids were like the middle stage.
Sure.
And then it's just gone to straight electrification. And Ray, to your point a minute ago, the battery technology, I just remembered, recently here, Kia and Hyundai put out kind of this experimental thing that they're doing, and it's like a wireless charging, but for a car. So there's this, basically there's an electromagnetic field and there's two energy coils, and then there's a transmitter on the ground
uh-huh.
and a receiver at the bottom of the vehicle. So basically, like, let's say you cruise into the mall or you cruise into the grocery store, you basically park, and then your car is just like you'd set your phone on a wireless charger. While you're parked somewhere, your car is charging. This is something that Hyundai and Kia are experimenting with.
Yeah.
They basically say it's like a transmitter. It's sent through an inductive coupling. And mm-hmm. Kia has done a test that even if you park kind of crooked, you know, that it'll still charge it, like even if you're not fully over it. So maybe that's the way of the future. You know,
yeah,
That would make a lot of sense.
It's like the inductive charges for cell phones. You just lay it on the disc and it charges, yeah.
Right, which goes back to your point. When was it when I called in? Was it last month, a couple months ago? Remember, Joe, how you said cars today are becoming like iPhones?
Yes.
Just like,
yes, I still stand by that, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Were you just in a, you know, you're like, oh, whatever, I'll just upgrade, no big deal. There's no emotional attachment. It's got the newest thing, the newest tech wizardry. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's an app now. Yeah, I know, like one of our eyes in the sky, Jim, says, what happens to the batteries, you know, when these things go dead, you know?
They have to be
basically
recycled.
They got to be recycled, because, and probably with the rest of the car, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's another thing
to
make it disposable.
That could start a whole new industry.
Yeah.
It's like with computers. We had so many computers all of a sudden that the cottage industries sprung up how to strip the gold and solder off the PC boards and recycle that. And then, you know, there's whole facilities that do nothing but that. So,
so there's nobody sliding under one of them things, a newer car like that with a creeper trying to fix something besides that. Now with that contact-type charging system, you may be in for a shock.
I wonder.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I'm thinking instead of using my 10s unit, maybe I'll lay down in a parking lot and get a little bit of a buzz on my back.
Right. Hair sticking straight up.
Sure. Hey, why not?
Works for me.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's
good. But then, I mean, you guys, I mean, you know, and here's the thing, like, some of the dealerships that we talk to, some of the technicians that we talk to, even when I was a service advisor, this was always a fear, is that the rate of technology coming out from the manufacturers and the factory, it's hard for these service departments to keep up with all that.
Yeah, especially
it's
if you work for Caddy.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Caddy was always tough. You're right, though. There really is. It's getting to the point where you can't keep all this stuff in your head. I mean, you know, if there's nobody around to fix these things, they're either going to become disposable, or that.
I just had a thought, Joe. Like, we talk about how you always have the old guy in the shop, like us.
Right.
So instead of having the guy who knows what a kingpin is or how to do a shackle, it's like now the old guy's going to know about fuel injection.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Actually, it might just go the other way. Now we'll just have the shop kid who understands stuff.
right.
Instead of the old guy, I'll have the kid that, let me come over there and we got to update the app or something.
Right.
It can happen.
Well.
And I tell you guys, I mean, there's a handful of Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealerships around here. And I drive by them, and I see those brand-new Chargers and Challengers sitting out there with the 6.4 Hemis and the 6.2 supercharged Hemis. And I drive by and I go, man, how much longer until, you know, I'm like, man, if somebody wants to own one of those cars today, there's only so much time to get in on the action, because it feels like at some point like those cars are just not going to be around, and it's like the last of the muscle cars, you know, the last of that.
Remember though, that's Mad what people Max. Said about the 426 Hemi and the L88s. They said we're never going to see this level of performance again. And now, right. you know, now 40 years later, here's 600, 800 horsepower at the dealership, warranted.
Yeah,
that's true.
Blows
yeah,
me away.
You're right.
You know,
yeah, but what happens is this stuff's going to become electric. You know, how are the kids of the future going to roll up to the, they're going to pick up their date? How are they going to piss off their parents?
With audio soundtracks.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
yeah,
a hyper,
right.
hey, I remember when the Hypercycle came out, it was the first fully electric motorcycle that would do a quarter mile in, I think, like, nine seconds. And this thing,
right.
quiet as can be, but it would roast the tire and just, you know, the thing had just torque out the wazoo. So
right.
the performance will still be there. You know, if it's set up right, it's just that you won't have the noise. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. you know, I think we got a while. I think, Ray, you and I will, by the time that you know, gas engines are obsolete or gasoline as a regular means of conveyance is obsolete, we'll be piloting rocket chairs by that point.
Well, I'm going to have a gas engine power my rocking chair, my pacemaker, my pump, whatever it is that's keeping me going. I'm just going to have like a two-stroke.
Yeah. If I can get an electric wheelchair to smoke them,
yeah.
you know what I mean? I'm good with it, you know?
The only problem is getting up after it tips. He's like, hey, help.
What's the matter with Ray? Just slap a new serpentine belt on him.
A new cog, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, change his airbag.
Carl. Well, Carl, thank you for spending time with us today. We got to get going and cover some more business, but we always look forward to having you on, yeah. and we thank you
Great
for
conversation,
spending
man.
Time with us.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your week.
Yeah, great. Right. Keep up the good work on the site, too.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Carl.
Bye. So long.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, that was fun.
That was Mr. Carl Anthony from automobileblog.net. Check them out on Twitter. Check them out on the web. These guys are a wealth of information. They cover the stuff that we don't have time to do.
That's true.
I'll tell you what we do have time to do, Joe. I don't know if you, you know, with Carl, we kind of roll with the changes around here. So let's take our last break on Motormouth Radio.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a minute. So get rolling.
I'm Rob Leonard.
Join me for the free-for-all every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The free-for-all is a free-form mix of rock and roll. If you remember, rock radio used to mix it up, but now they just play Hotel California every 18 hours. It's not a law, but they're working on it. So join me for the free-for-all every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Replays every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
It's now easier to listen to the voice of Nassau Community College on your phone.
Stay connected to your favorite radio station anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app.
Never miss shows like the Nassau Morning Madhouse, It's Saucy, or the Radio Rumble Again.
Streaming 24/7, 365. Listen to WHPC everywhere.
iHeartRadio is radio and unlimited music all in one app.
Listen live now in the iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.com.
Just search for 90.3 WHPC.
Well, Oscar Otto, the loquacious limousine, and in top form.
Sure, Arlo, and it's because I'm equipped with an Autolite electrical system.
Ah, then you must have an Autolite starting motor, generator, battery, coil distributor, and a set of Autolite spark plugs, plus all the other important parts that go to make up the complete Autolite electrical system used as original equipment on many leading makes of our finest cars, trucks, and tractors.
Oh, you bet I do, Arlo.
That means every unit and component part of your Autolite electrical system is related by Autolite engineering design and manufacturing skill to give the smoothest performance money can buy.
That's why my owner always insists on Autolite original factory parts.
And friends, you'll find it pays to insist on Autolite original factory parts for your Autolite equipped car. Because from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
Oh,
Yeah, roll with the changes. Stay right with Autolite. Eat light. Stay tight. Be right. I don't know. At night.
Don't fight.
Don't fight. You're back with Motor Mouth Radio, your host, Ray Guarino, Joe D. And I got to say, Joe, if you want to mix it up a little bit like people do here on HPC, listen to the Caribbean Mixed show on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Hosts Kedner Stiven and Marjorie DeJour, the hottest Kappa in Caribbean hits, yeah, from yesterday and today, plus Haitian news events and more if you're into that kind of thing, and as well as all the other cool programming on this
station.
More
flashing.
And we could also go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Professor Ray.
It's the big man. What's up, Howie?
What's up, man? Guess where I am today?
Let Jail. Me think. Let me hit the locator beam. Smithtown, maybe.
I'm at Smithtown at St. Pat's Church car show.
Oh yeah,
for children.
Always a great
and
one.
We have here, even though it's a rainy day, we got.
It's raining.
It's happening now. It's about 200 cars here. Probably about half of what they are.
So it's a car wash, actually.
From ice cream trucks, military trucks, Trans Ams, Fords, Cadillacs. I bought my Cadillac too.
Did you now? How is the newest addition to the fleet?
Say it again, Joey.
I said, did you now? How is the newest addition to the fleet?
It's going very well.
Good.
And it's happy motoring.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Big turnout today, Howie, at the show?
It's bigger than we thought. Because of the rain, there was a delay. And I would say about half of the cars came. The caddy guys came here early. They were here like at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess the coffee was still fresh, huh?
Maybe the medication time.
Got some music.
Maybe
the
medication timetable.
That could be something. How about if I stick the microphone right in my face? How's that? Is that better?
That's better. It's better.
Good. Now I'm just going to have to talk like a gunnery sergeant.
Yeah.
What is your malfunction, Howie?
Hey, things are brewing pretty good. You know, we're seeing different shapes and sizes here. I made a donation for the children at the church. You know, so that worked out well.
Good. So now you come to the big guy in the sky.
I wanted to say, hey, guys, things are going well. It's hard to hear you, but hey, we're doing great here.
Good. Get pitches. Send them in.
And Professor Ray, I did buy pickles.
Oh, very good, Howie.
Oh, the pickles. That's right. Those things are great.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, you get more things at a car show. We get ice cream. We get the, of course, the automotive, the cars. And we also get here hamburgers, hot dogs, bagels, coffee here. So it's
how come you don't weigh 700 pounds? I hate you.
All right, Howie. Hey, you get back. You get back to the pickles. We got another call coming in that we got to take.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Hey. I'm going to sign off. Be well, guys. Take care. And believe it, hey, the police found me here.
All right.
They found me. The police are here at least 20 offices.
Go willingly.
We're packing.
Don't fight back.
Yeah. Say hello to Sting for me, all right?
All right, Howie.
Take care.
So long. All right. Always fun to hear from Howie in whatever car show he's at, right?
He's a fertile field of information over there.
We want to get a call in from our buddy Vince. So see if Vince can get in under the wire here.
Yeah, Vince, come on. Bring it on.
And otherwise, we will be, let's see what's going on
here. There's also, I think, a car show in Williston Park today, too, I believe.
Williston Park. Yeah, well, now, you know, 'tis the season.
Yes, it's coming up. I mean, the weather is kind of cooperating. And
well, you know, everything's on the calendar, so stuff is going to go off no matter what. You know, the Big Torbay Beach show was yesterday.
Right, yeah. I mean, but the thing is that sometimes you look out at the sky and say, oh, I'm not going today, but most people are. Oh, here we go. Another flasher.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go back to the phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Mr. Guarino. How are you today?
Hey, it's Mr. Zappa from South Kakalaki. What's going on, Vince?
Can you say that on the radio?
Nice, sunny, 70-degree weather. Not a cloud in the sky. Went to a car show yesterday. Things are good.
Nice.
Right.
Very cool. So what's happening with you, Vince? What's up?
My question is, I have a 95 Nissan Sentra GXE with the 1.6, I think, and a 5-speed in it.
Okay.
Found a wrecked 2003 SER V-spec.
Oh, yeah.
With, I think it's a 2.5 and a 6-speed.
Okay.
Running car, but just took a hit on the nose.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wondering how easy it would be to transplant the bigger heart of the SER V-Spec into the older Sentra. Because
yeah.
I know the wheel, it's a little, it's a different in the wheel, it goes to a bigger bolt circle on the wheel and some other stuff like that, but the bodies, I don't know about, but like I said, it's a running car, so the idea of crossbreeding has entered my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a couple of approaches to that. If you want to take the approach of doing things pretty much on the up and up, that all the various emissions and safety devices work.
Right.
That's rough.
Well, but
there's a lot of coffee involved there.
Vince, you got to check. You know, Vince is down in South Carolina, so he may not have the same constraints that we have up here.
Right, right. Because I was going to say, the other approach is that a lot, you know, I see a lot of tuner type cars. Well, not a lot, but they occasionally come into the shop for one reason or another. And you know, sometimes my hair curls just by looking at how these guys get stuff to run.
Yeah, some
but
guys
it
are,
runs great.
Well, some
you
guys
know?
Are
so,
butchers,
hey,
right?
Yeah, well, you see that there's butchers and then there's creative
and there's craftsmen, right?
Yeah. So as far as that goes, can it be done? Yeah, you know, you're probably going to have to go. You're going to have to deviate from the path of the manual.
You know what
I mean? But can it be done? It's going to be the entire drivetrain, first of all.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, is just pulling a 6-speed. Because, like I said, the 95 has got like a 1.6 in it.
Right.
And the SER V-Spec, I think, is a 2.5 liter.
Yeah, I believe so.
And the thing with those cars, I saw those cars when I was delivering cars.
Right.
And would pick them up there in Nissan in Mississippi. And it's like, man, these little things are rockets, man. Six-speed.
Yeah.
I think it was 200 something horse out of this thing. It's like, man, this whole car's a beast.
Those things cook, definitely. Yeah.
I think if the engine architecture is at least similar, you got a really good chance of making a swap.
And you're going to have to probably transplant either all the electronics,
mm-hmm.
all right, because that, like, the 95 is going to have cable throttle, and
right.
Fly-by-wire.
And you got fly-by-wire for the newer vehicle.
So that means the gas pedal assembly and all of that stuff.
Right. So as long as you got a running car to run back, you know, two running cars back and forth.
And that was what made it appealing, is because I have two. That would be two running cars. I mean,
right.
The 03, like I said, it took a hit on the nose, but it still runs. It's just the kid that's got it just doesn't really want to mess with it. He's already bought another car, so he's like, I'm just trying to sell this one.
Right, sure.
You know what you got to do, Vince? You got to take a wide-angle video shot of that whole process and then play it back on YouTube like fast motion to Peaches and Regalia. That's got to be the background music.
Yeah, like I told you the other night when you know we caught Zappa Dweezil on mm-hmm. tour here in Charleston, and then he's got a New York date coming up there.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, they were changing something, and it was the bass player, drums, and Dweezil, and they had a sign about three rows back that said, Apostrophe Crew.
Oh, cool.
And they ripped off, and they looked at the bass player, and he goes, we haven't done this in a while. You guys want to do this? And the bass player started jumping up and down, and they ripped into about a 7 or 8 minute version of Apostrophe that was just
beautiful.
Smoking.
Nice.
You know, speaking of that music, just it was like 2 weeks ago on Plane and Traffic, Lou had mentioned the band Steel Panther.
Oh, my wife laughed her butt off when I showed her that.
I hadn't heard of them, but I checked them out. They're funny. Joe, they do like a hair metal tribute, but in a very Spinal Tap type of way.
Oh, okay.
I'm at my chiropractor's office Friday. I'm leaving. He says, hey, Ray, I got two tickets for a show tonight. You want them? I'm like, well, what is it for? Steel Panther at the Space in Westbury.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I couldn't go. I was sick as a dog. Yeah, I was 8:30. I didn't even get to see the end of Star Trek that night because I fell asleep. I was like, no way am I going to make a musical show.
Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better, Ray, because like I said, you've been a little under the weather for a couple weeks now.
And I have been. I'm still fighting it. It's a chest thing, and these things linger, but it's been kicking my butt. I've been getting a lot of sleep, let's put it that way.
We got some big ass germs up here. What could I tell you?
Yeah, I know. So, but anyway,
stop feeding them pie and all that, and right. Cannolis, and they might stop.
Right, grits resistance bugs. Oh, Kim is throwing stuff all over the studio. This is great. We got staples
come on,
flying.
Yo, we got two more minutes. You can't start throwing stuff at us yet.
Wow.
All right, get the helmet, Ray.
So, Vince, I think
I'll get the shield. You can.
Yeah, I know. We're going to need some kind of armament. I think the quick answer is I think that swap will work. But and since you have the two cars
gotta
that can
do
be right next to each
research,
other, I think that there's the best research is yank it lay it in and see, you know, look at motor mounts and look at, you know, things like that. You got to kind of sometimes
there's going to be some fabricating for sure.
Yeah.
I've got a welder and a grinder, and I'm not scared to use them.
Excellent.
Hey, listen, people started throwing LS motors, you know, fully electronic LS motors in for years now. So, I mean, you know, what's the difference? I mean, the electronics is electronics.
Right.
If you got a clue, you got a shot.
All right.
Yeah, and the one thing that always pisses off, makes the LS guys mad, if they were realistic about it, they would look at it and go, you know what, that LS looks a lot like a small block Ford, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of. It does. All right, and on that note, Vince, we got bit by the clock. We got to get out of here so Kim can come in and do Thunder Road, the best of Springsteen. So,
all right, guys, take care.
Thanks for the call, brother. We'll talk to you soon. All right,
bye.
Take care.
And with that, Joe, we are out of here. We'll be back next week, and we'll do it all over again.
Saddle up.
Catch you next week. Bye.